Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this press conference following the announcement on the CSR yesterday. I think it's important for us to explain our position and the difficulties that we will now be left in as a result of the announcement yesterday. Can I say, first of all, that we understand the need to cut the deficit. Our argument is with the speed and depth of those cuts. We fear very much that we will end up now going back into recession. Secondly, we are fully prepared in Wales to take our fair share of the pain, if I can put it that way. We were expecting that. We're not asking for special treatment, but for fair treatment. The CSR yesterday, however, in our view, falls far short of fair treatment as far as Wales is concerned. First of all, we have to remember that according to the Holton Commission, Wales is underfunded to the tune of £300 million a year. We do welcome the fact that the UK government has said that they will take forward the Holton Commission with us, but we note that that is dependent on the result of the referendum. It appears that as far as the referendum is concerned, they will not take Holton forward unless there's a yes vote. Those are not our words. Those are the words that they themselves have put in their documents, which surprises us, but nevertheless, that's what's been said. The second point to remember is that the cuts that have been announced in non-devolved departments obviously affect Wales as well. So, for example, justice, policing, if you look at welfare, all those cuts affect Wales. Wales will receive a cut of some 7.5% over the course of 5 years. That compares with Scotland at 6.8 and Northern Ireland at something like 6.9. So even though we start from a position where we are underfunded, that underfunding will be made worse when compared to Scotland and Northern Ireland. Bear in mind as well that when it came to capital projects yesterday, Scotland received a substantial investment in green energy. There were capital projects announced across England, rural broadband pilots, three in England, one in Scotland, nothing for Wales. The only announcement was that work would be carried out on the lines between Newport and Cardiff and Cardiff and Barry, an announcement that was actually made some time ago. That is not a new announcement, that is simply a re-announcement of work that's already planned. So we are very disappointed that there was no announcement in terms of capital projects for Wales, particularly, of course, on the electrification of the South Wales main line. Wasn't announced yesterday, of course. Can I say that as far as the actual amount is concerned in terms of the cut for Wales, there's been some debate over this. Our calculation is that we will lose out in real terms to the tune of £1.8 billion over the course of 5 years. Next year, we will have in real terms about £860 million less to spend. How do we work that out? First of all, the Treasury have calculated our budget using a baseline figure. That baseline figure was already £100 million down from what we received in this financial year. So £100 million has already gone. They've used a figure that doesn't reflect what our budget actually was. We know, of course, of the cash decreases as well, but bear in mind that we have to calculate that over the course of 5 years, costs will rise. And on that basis, it means that in real terms, when taking inflation into account, we are looking at £900 million down for the next financial year. Because around about £300-350 million would have represented an inflationary increase that would have allowed us to stand still. So we don't get the cost of living increase, if you like, and we also get an actual reduction in cash as well. So we're hit at both ends. Effectively, what it means, to sum it up, is that in 2015, we'll be operating with the budget that we had in 2005, but with the costs of 2015. So that means, of course, as anybody on a fixed income will tell you, that there are greater difficulties that go beyond just an actual cash decrease. I am aware of the fact that some of the opposition parties have already called for us to ring-fence health and education. This hasn't been done in England. We learned today, for example, in England, that education maintenance allowances are to be abolished, that schools' capital funding is to be almost destroyed, and that HE budgets in England are to be cut by 65%. Now, clearly, that is a long way from protecting education budgets. The same goes for health. If you look at the health figures in England, they appear to show a 1.3% increase in real terms for the health budget over 5 years. But that is based on an inflationary increase of 2%. It's our experience across the whole of the UK that costs in health rise by about 4 to 5% a year at least. That has not been factored into the Treasury's calculations. It follows then that health spending, even in England, will not keep pace with the demands imposed on the NHS. S. But nevertheless, we find ourselves in a situation where we have to live with a budget that will be 7.5% down. It's a challenge. The one thing that I want to say is that as a government, we will be working on that challenge. We will be doing the best for the people of Wales, and we will look to protect those services that we believe the people of Wales would want to protect.